From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program, as this week we are looking at a very significant study, and that is the value of the Bible. Let me ask you a question. How valuable is the Bible to you? Now, maybe you've been with us the last 2 days and you've been growing in the study of this particular series, even as I have. But let me just pause here for a moment and say to those of you who listen to this radio station and this radio program on a regular basis, how valuable is your Bible to you? Is it precious to you? Do you love it? Do you read it? Do you study it? Do you memorize it? Do you share it? Do you obey it? When you think of your Bible, is it a precious thought, a loving thought, a wonderful thought? Well, it is to me, and I've always appreciated the Bible, even before I was saved. I was saved at the age of 12. But you know, beloved, even before I came to Christ, I had a great appreciation for the Bible. I really did, and I still do today. Because the Bible is not just any other book. It is the Word of God, and that's what we're looking at this week. And if you did not have the opportunity to listen to yesterday's program or Monday's program, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries that we might be able to get that those two programs into your hands so that you can listen to them as well. But every one of us, particularly as Christians, should value the Bible. And that's what we are looking at this week, because there are many Christians today who are not living according to biblical truth. They're not in the Word of God. I've been so concerned recently to find out how it is that many Christians are not living biblically. They're allowing sin to come into their lives. But you know something? What is worse, and I would believe that what is the foundation of Christians not living according to the Word of God, is the fact that there are many Christians today who do not believe that the Bible is the absolute truth and the absolute authority of God. I was reading just recently a study on the biblical worldview. Do you realize, listen to this carefully, do you realize that those who call themselves evangelical Christians, of those who call themselves evangelical Christians, only 41% of them believe that the Bible is the full authority of God? 41% of those who call themselves evangelicals believe that, and it goes downhill from there. That means that as it relates to those who would say that they're evangelicals, of that group, most of them do not believe in the full authority of God's Word. What about you? When you pick up the Bible and read it, do you know that it is God speaking to you? Well, we talked about that yesterday from our key text this week, which is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, and we looked at that 16th verse where it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And what we learned in that study yesterday is that the Bible is inspired of God. In fact, every word is fully inspired of God, so that when we pick up the Bible and read it, no matter where we are reading it, it is the inspired Word of God. And so that is a very important principle to take into consideration. Today, I want to share another principle with you, and that is the fact that it is the Bible that makes one wise unto salvation. Did you get that? It is the Bible that makes one wise unto salvation. Look at verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. As Paul is writing to Timothy, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Now let me read that for you again. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, "And that from a child." You see, Timothy had a godly mother and grandmother who taught him the Word of God. And so Paul was referring to that. And he said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." You see, it's the Word of God that communicates the fact that all are lost in sin. God's Word says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Now, if a person never read the Word of God, they would never hear that verse. And there are many people today, perhaps many even under the sound of my voice, who are not familiar with Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, where it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It's through the reading of the Word of God that that truth is brought forth. And then it's through the reading of the Word of God that we come across Romans 6:23, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death." Yes, we've all sinned and we've all come short of the glory of God, and there's a price to pay for that, and that price is death. The word death means separation. And due to sin, there is the physical death, which is the separation of the body, soul, and spirit. There is the spiritual death, which is the separation from God in this life, though we may be alive physically. If we don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, we are in spiritual death, separated from God. And then there is what the Bible calls the second death, which is eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. And that's the price to pay for sin. Now, if you never read the Word of God, you would never know that. And so if you never read the Word of God, you would never know that all have sinned. You would never know that the wages of sin is death. But you would also never know that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The only way that you or anybody else knows that we are sinners and we are separated from God and that Jesus Christ is the one who died for us and was buried and rose again from the grave for us, and that Jesus is the only Savior, the only way to know that is to read and study the Word of God. And so, when we say that the Bible makes one wise unto salvation, if we're trying to lead somebody to Christ, it's not giving them our opinion that counts. It's not arguing with them that counts. It is giving them the Word of God. The Bible makes one wise unto salvation. It communicates that all are lost in sin, but it also communicates that all can be saved. All can be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, it says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." What does it mean to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it doesn't just mean to believe that He exists. It doesn't just mean to believe that He is God. But it simply means to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that you are a sinner. Believe that because of that you're separated from God. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross bearing the wage of your sin. Believe that Jesus Christ rose again from the grave on the third day to give you eternal life. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13 is a twin verse to that, where it simply says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And you see, it's the Word of God that teaches that. It's the Word of God that teaches that we can't work our way into heaven. It's the Word of God that teaches that we can't pay our way into heaven. It's the Word of God that teaches us that salvation is a gift of God, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And so, you see, that's why it's very important that those of us who know Christ not only study the Word of God, read the Word of God, obey the Word of God, and apply the Word of God, but it's important that we share the Word of God. Your friends, your family members, those around you who are not saved will not really understand the need of and the way to salvation without them hearing the Word of God. For as it says there in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, that it is the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Word of God is valuable because it's inspired of God. The Word of God is valuable because it makes one wise unto salvation. But tomorrow, the Lord willing, we're going to study that the Word of God is valuable because it's relevant for today. So you'll want to join us tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.